Iran Daily Briefing. Tuesday, June 9, 2026. On Tuesday, June 9, 2026, the main story is the effort to keep the Iran-Israel ceasefire from breaking down after Monday's exchange of fire. France 24 reports that President Donald Trump urged restraint, while Iran's UN ambassador told Middle East Eye that Tehran views the ceasefire as applying across the region, including Lebanon. That link between the ceasefire, Lebanon, and the US-Iran negotiating track is where today's briefing begins. This is Iran Daily Briefing. Today's episode follows the same thread we tracked yesterday, the first Iran-Israel exchange of fire since the April ceasefire, and the diplomatic effort to keep that flare-up contained. France 24 reports that Iran fired a barrage of missiles at Israel overnight, and that Israel responded by targeting military sites in Iran. The BBC reports that both Iran and Israel then said they would pause strikes. Iran's armed forces said they had stopped military action. Israel warned it would retaliate if the ceasefire was breached again. The military pause is only one part of the story. France 24 reports that US-Iran talks had stalled at the time of the attacks, and that Trump asked Iran to return to the negotiating table. Middle East Eye reports that Iran's ambassador to the United Nations says Tehran and Washington are still exchanging views through talks mediated by Pakistan. Today, we'll start with the ceasefire and the diplomacy around it. Then we'll turn to the nuclear file, the World Cup access dispute, and Iran's water crisis. The top story today is the effort to preserve the Iran-Israel ceasefire after Monday's flare-up, and the way that ceasefire is now being linked to wider regional and diplomatic questions. France 24 reports that Israel and Iran exchanged attacks on June 8 for the first time since the start of a ceasefire 2 months earlier. France 24 also reports that Iran's military command announced on June 8 that it was halting its operation against Israel. The BBC similarly reports that Iran's armed forces said they had stopped military action, and that Iran and Israel said they would pause strikes after the flare-up. Israel's position, as reported by France 24, is that its strikes had achieved deterrence. Benjamin Netanyahu declared on Monday that Israel's strikes on Iran had deterred Iran from launching further attacks. France 24 also reports that Netanyahu said Israel's strikes had led to a cessation of hostilities, but he warned in a televised statement that Israel would respond with full force if Iran resumed attacks against Israel. The BBC reports the same basic Israeli warning. Israel said it would retaliate if a ceasefire with Iran was breached again. Tehran's position is more expansive. France 24 reports that Iran warned it would resume attacks on Israel if Israel kept striking Lebanon. Al Jazeera reports that Iran warned of crushing blows if Israeli attacks continued in Lebanon, including southern Lebanon. Middle East Eye reports that Iran's UN ambassador, Amir Saeed Iravani, said Iran's position is that the ceasefire applies across the region, including Lebanon. Several reports connect the ceasefire issue to Lebanon. France 24 reports that Hezbollah strikes on Israel were still ongoing after Iran halted its operation against Israel. France 24 also reports that Hezbollah sided with Iran in the conflict affecting Lebanon. Middle East Eye reports that the US-based rights group Dawn accused Israel of trying to sabotage emerging US-Iran negotiations by carrying out strikes in Beirut. That claim is an accusation by Dawn, as reported by Middle East Eye. It is not presented in today's provided intel as an established finding by a government or international body. The US position, as reported across several outlets, is to keep the flare-up from widening. France 24 reports that President Trump called for restraint before the June 8 exchange of attacks. France 24 also reports that Trump repeatedly warned Netanyahu against launching strikes on Iran, and that he called on Netanyahu to exercise restraint. Al Jazeera reports that Trump warned Israel against new strikes as the ceasefire with Iran held, and that he urged Israel to protect the fragile ceasefire. Al Monitor reports that Trump told Axios in an interview published Monday that he warned Netanyahu against going back to war with Iran. Axios quoted Trump as telling Netanyahu, "Bibi, you better be careful or you will be on your own very soon." The diplomatic message is also being interpreted in relation to talks with Tehran. France 24 identified Nega Anga as a visiting fellow at King's College London and a former senior advisor at the National Security Council under the Biden administration. France 24 reports that Anga said Trump wants to signal to Iran that he can deliver Israel if Tehran signs a deal. That is Nega Anga's interpretation of the Trump administration's message, as reported by France 24. At the same time, France 24 reports that talks between the United States and Iran had stalled at the time of the attacks. Al Jazeera reports that Trump said he was in the final throes of a deal with Iran. Middle East Eye reports that U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance told Fox News that the United States is in a strong position to achieve Trump's objectives through negotiations with Iran. From Tehran, Middle East Eye reports that Iran's UN ambassador Amir Saeed Iravani spoke to reporters after a UN Security Council meeting in New York. He said Tehran and Washington are continuing to exchange views through talks mediated by Pakistan. He also said Iran had not yet received a final document in the negotiations with the United States. Middle East Eye reports that Iravani said he hoped an agreement with the United States could be reached by the end of the month. So, on the diplomatic track, the public picture is mixed. France 24 says talks had stalled. Al Jazeera reports Trump saying he is in the final throes of a deal. Middle East Eye reports Iran's UN ambassador saying exchanges continue, but no final document has been received. Scott Lucas, identified by France 24 as a professor of American Studies and International Politics at the Clinton Institute at University College Dublin, offered a wider reading of Tehran's approach. France 24 reports that Lucas argued Tehran was seeking to reshape the diplomatic framework by linking developments in Lebanon, the Strait of Hormuz, sanctions relief, and regional security into a single bargaining process. France 24 also reports that Lucas said Tehran and Jerusalem were increasingly willing to act independently of Washington's preferences. There are also military claims about the scale and targets of the latest exchange. Middle East Eye reports that an Israeli military source cited by Ma'ariv said Tehran fired about 20 missiles in 10 separate barrages after 50 days of military rehabilitation. France 24 reports that Israel responded to Iranian missile fire by targeting military sites in Iran. CNBC TV 18 reports that Israel carried out fresh strikes on military targets in western and central Iran on June 8, and that those strikes disregarded Trump's call to exercise restraint. Iran International, in a single source report in today's Intel, says areas near Najafabad appeared to have been targeted in Israeli attacks on the Ahmad Kazemi complex. Iran International also reports that the Ahmad Kazemi complex near Najafabad is one of the Revolutionary Guard's most important missile bases. Oilprice.com reports that Israel hit a petrochemical plant in southwestern Iran on June 8. That is also a single-source item in today's Intel. The rhetoric around sea lanes and regional security also sharpened. Al Monitor, citing Reuters, reports that Iran's top negotiator Mohammad Bakar Khalibaf said on Telegram on Monday that Tehran would turn the U.S. naval blockade into another defeat for the enemy. This was not corroborated by other provided sources. Middle East Eye reports, in a single source item, that Brigadier General Esmail Khani said a new axis of resistance security belt would extend from the Strait of Hormuz to Bab el-Mandeb. Middle East Eye identifies Khani as commander of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps' Quds Force. Markets also reacted, though only modestly in the item provided. In one market report, according to Middle East Eye, Brent crude futures rose 13 cents, or 0.14%, to $94.38 a barrel in early trading on Tuesday, as investors assessed the risk of renewed conflict between Iran and Israel. There were other regional effects. IsraelNationalNews.com reports that Wizz Air temporarily suspended flights to Israel on June 8 and 9 in response to the escalation with Iran. For the next 24 to 48 hours, the concrete thing to watch is whether the current pause holds in the same terms described by the parties today. Iran says the ceasefire applies across the region, including Lebanon. Israel says it will retaliate if the ceasefire is breached again. And Trump administration statements, as reported by France 24 and Al Jazeera, continue to press restraint. The first developing story is the nuclear file. The Financial Post, citing Bloomberg, reports, in a single-source item in today's Intel, that the United States is moving to censure Iran at the United Nations Atomic Watchdog over its nuclear activity. This follows the thread we tracked yesterday, when our monitor reported on a U.S.-prepared draft related to the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN Atomic Watchdog, and Iran's nuclear facilities. Today's item does not provide the text of a formal public step. It reports movement towards censure. The timing matters because the nuclear issue is now running alongside the ceasefire issue and the broader U.S.-Iran negotiating track. France 24 reports that talks between the United States and Iran had stalled at the time of Monday's attacks. Middle East Eye reports that Iran's UN ambassador says Tehran and Washington continue to exchange views through Pakistan-mediated talks, and that Tehran has not yet received a final document. What to watch? Any public filing, vote, or statement at the UN Atomic Watchdog that confirms the Bloomberg-reported censure effort carried by the Financial Post. The second developing story is the World Cup access dispute. Al Jazeera reports that Iran says the United States revoked a World Cup ticket allocation for Iranian supporters. Al Jazeera also reports that Iranian players and support staff landed in Mexico on Sunday for the World Cup. That is the attribution to keep in mind. Al Jazeera reports that Iran says the United States revoked the ticket allocation. The revocation is not independently confirmed in the provided intel. This follows yesterday's reporting on access concerns around Iran's World Cup delegation. Today's new item concerns supporters' ticket allocation, not only team movement or delegation access. The issue now sits inside the wider U.S.-Iran relationship, at a time when multiple outlets report continuing or attempted diplomacy. France 24 reports Trump asked Iran to return to the negotiating table. Middle East Eye reports Iran's UN ambassador says exchanges with Washington are continuing through Pakistani mediation. What to watch? Any official clarification from the United States, Iran, World Cup organizers, or match authorities on whether Iranian supporters' ticket allocations have been changed. The third developing story is environmental. Iran's water crisis. Al Jazeera reports, based on satellite imagery, that Iran's lakes are vanishing. Al Jazeera also reports that the U.S.-Israel war further worsened Iran's water crisis. That second point is reported by Al Jazeera in today's Intel. It is not corroborated by another provided source here, so we should keep the attribution clear. This story is separate from the ceasefire diplomacy, but it matters because it describes pressure inside Iran that is not military or diplomatic. The provided intel does not give lake names, water levels, or regional figures, so we will not add them. The core reported point is that satellite imagery shows lakes disappearing, and Al Jazeera links the crisis to the effects of the U.S.-Israel war. What to watch? Further reporting with specific locations, water measurements, or official Iranian statements on the scale of the lake losses and the government response. The fourth developing story is domestic pressure on exiled Iranians. Iran International reports that a judge said on Tuesday that confiscating assets belonging to exiled Iranians would weaken protests outside Islamic Republic embassies overseas. This is a domestic political and human rights item. It points to a state-linked pressure tactic aimed beyond Iran's borders, as reported by Iran International. The provided intel does not name the judge or provide the legal mechanism, so those details are not included here. What to watch? Any formal legal order, parliamentary action, or official judiciary statement that sets out how such confiscations would be carried out. At the start of the episode, we said today's central thread was the connection between the ceasefire, Lebanon, and the US-Iran negotiating track. Here is the fuller picture from today's intel. France 24 reports that Iran and Israel exchanged attacks on June 8 for the first time since the start of a ceasefire 2 months earlier. France 24 reports that Iran's military command then announced it was halting its operation against Israel. The BBC reports that Iran and Israel said they would pause strikes after the flare-up. France 24 reports that Netanyahu warned Israel would respond with full force if Iran resumed attacks. The BBC reports that Israel warned it would retaliate if the ceasefire was breached again. On the Iranian side, France 24 reports that Iran warned it would resume attacks on Israel if Israel kept striking Lebanon. Al Jazeera reports that Iran warned of crushing blows if Israeli attacks continued in Lebanon, including southern Lebanon. Middle East Eye reports that Iran's UN ambassador Amir Saeed Iravani said Iran's position is that the ceasefire applies across the region, including Lebanon. On diplomacy, France 24 reports that Trump called for restraint and asked Iran to return to the negotiating table. Al Jazeera reports that Trump urged Israel to protect the fragile ceasefire. Middle East Eye reports that Iravani said Tehran and Washington continue to exchange views through Pakistan-mediated talks and that Iran has not yet received a final document. That is the shape of the day's main story. A military pause, warnings from both sides, a Lebanese dimension added by Tehran, and a US-Iran negotiating channel that Iranian officials say remains active. In the next 24 to 48 hours, watch three items. First, watch for whether Iran and Israel maintain the pause described today by the BBC and France 24. The BBC reports that both sides said they would pause strikes after the flare-up. France 24 reports that Iran halted its operation, while Israel warned it would respond with full force if Iran resumed attacks. Second, watch for any clarification on whether the ceasefire is being treated as regional in scope. Middle East Eye reports that Iran's UN ambassador said Iran's position is that the ceasefire applies across the region, including Lebanon. France 24 and Al Jazeera report that Iran linked any resumption of attacks to Israeli action in Lebanon. Third, watch the Bloomberg-reported US censure effort, carried by the Financial Post, which has not yet appeared as a formal public step in the provided intel. The item says, the United States is moving to censure Iran at the UN Atomic Watchdog over its nuclear activity. Any public statement, filing, or vote would be the next concrete development to track. Today's episode covered the effort to hold the Iran-Israel ceasefire after Monday's exchange of fire, the Lebanon link in Iran's public position, the US-Iran negotiating track, the nuclear censure report, the World Cup access dispute, and new reporting on Iran's water crisis. We'll be back tomorrow with the next Iran Daily Briefing. For full written briefs and source-backed updates, check out the Iran Brief on Substack. Paid members can build multi-country monitoring across the countries they care about, with personalized briefings delivered automatically.